last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. I am your humble host, Zainab. Dear listeners, as you know, we have been discussing about Mahdawiyat, Imam Mahdi, in this session, and we had been talking about Hadith of Thaqalain in our last session, and we reached to the point that how Hadith of Thaqalain proves the existence of Imam. The Hadith of Thaqalain, in which Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his family, says that, "I am leaving among you two precious things that will not separate from each other until they meet me back on the Day of Judgment at the Pond of Kawthar." Today in our studio, we have with us Dr. Karimi. Assalamu alaikum, Dr. Karimi.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
It's a pleasure to be with you, sir. Thank you for accepting the invitation.
Thank you for having me.
We have these some of the traditions saying that Imam Mahdi belongs to the, you know, he was from the lineage of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, Sayyid al-Shuhada, the master of the martyrs. And some say that he belongs to the lineage of Imam Hassan Mujtaba alayhi salam. Which one is true?
Of course, when it comes to Shia sources, there is no doubt about the fact that all the narrations explicitly mention that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is the offsprings of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, and there is no mention of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam
in the Shia sources. All right.
Even if there is some narrations referring to Hassan being the name of his father, it is referring to Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salam,
right,
and not Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam. But in Sunni sources, there are few narrations which claim that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is from generation of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam, the elder son of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And because of that, some Sunni scholars and also some of the Wahhabi scholars, they believe that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is not from the generation of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and he belongs to the generation of Imam Hassan alayhi salam. Let me just share the viewpoint of one of the Wahhabi scholars, of course, Ibn Taymiyyah, the forefather of Wahhabi school of thought. He has a very famous book, Minhaj Sunnat al-Nabawiyyah.
Yeah.
In volume 4, page 95, he says the following. He says, "Mahdi, regarding whom the Holy Prophet has informed us, his name is Muhammad bin Abdullah." So this is another point that the name of his father is Abdullah. I think we previously have talked about that.
Yeah.
And he is not Muhammad bin al-Hassan. Then he says that it's been quoted from Ali radiallahu an, that is Imam Ali alayhi salam, that huwa min wulli al-Hassan ibn Ali. He is from the sons and children and offspring of Hassan, son of Ali alayhi salam. La min wulli al-Hussein ibn Ali. Not from the offspring of Hussein, that is Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. So we need to analyze this claim of Ibn Taymiyyah and few other Sunni scholars and Wahhabi scholars who have claimed the same. And of course, we are going to refer to Sunni sources in this regard. As I mentioned, we are not going to answer this claim from Shia sources because
They don't claim anything like that.
And they may not accept from us referring to Shia sources. So we need to prove this fact that Imam Mahdi is from the generation of Imam Hussein through Sunni sources.
I can feel your eyes, like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old in the morning glow.
Now, in this quote, Ibn Taymiyyah is referring to a hadith which is quoted by Abu Dawood Sajestani, one of the great Sunni scholars of hadith. Let me share with you and the dear listeners the hadith, and then we need to discuss about the content and the chain of the narration of this hadith, because this is the main narration that some of these scholars they have referred to claim that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is from the generation of Imam al-Hasan alayhi salam. The narration says that Imam Ali alayhi salam looked at his son al-Hasan, nazara ila ibnihi al-Hasan. Then he said that this son of me is Sayyid, a master, as he was named by the Prophet. We know that according to many narrations, the Holy Prophet called both Imam al-Hasan and Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam as the masters of the youth in paradise. Then Imam Ali alayhi salam, according to this narration, continued and said that from his generation, that is Imam al-Hasan alayhi salam, there will come a man whose name is like the name of your father, that is Muhammad. That man, that is Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, as I mentioned, his name is like the name of your father. His character, his manners are like those of the Prophet. But in creation, that is in physical features, he is not like your Prophet. So this is the main narrations that some of the Sunni scholars and Wahhabi scholars, they have argued with to claim that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will be from the generation of Imam Hassan alayhi salam. So the Shia claim that Mahdi, son of Imam al-Askari alayhi salam, is the promised Mahdi is wrong because he's not an offspring of Imam al-Hasan alayhi salam. He's from Imam al-Hasan.
So however, whatever they say, in one or the other way, I think they are, kind of believing in Imams. You said Ibn Taymiyyah is one of the famous Wahhabi scholars.
Yeah.
And he raised the question that Imam Mahdi, he's
Hassan ibn Ali. He says that he's from a generation of al-Hassan ibn Ali, that is Imam al-Hassan alayhi salam.
Yeah.
And not al-Hussein ibn Ali. The point is that the narration that they refer to, according to that, Imam Ali alayhi salam looked at his son, Imam al-Hassan alayhi salam. For sure, in that case, it is not Imam al-Askari alayhi salam. It is Imam al-Hassan al-Mushtaba alayhi salam.
Yeah.
And according to this narration, Imam Ali alayhi salam said that Mahdi will be from the generation of this son of mine, Imam al-Hassan al-Mushtaba alayhi salam. So from this perspective, they claim that so Imam Mahdi should be from the generation of Imam al-Hassan al-Mushtaba.
Yeah.
So we cannot claim that al-Hassan in this narration is referring to Imam al-Askari alayhi salam. No.
Right.
This is the main narration in this regard, which has been mentioned by Abu Dawood Sajestani in his Sunan, volume 4, page 108. And we need to analyze this narration.
Yeah.
First of all, we need to refer to the fact that this very important narration, which is a very crucial narration in deciding about the characters of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, has been mentioned only in this Sunni source of narration. I mean, you cannot find it in other books of Sahih Sitta. So that makes it a bit weak. The next point is that we need to analyze the narration in terms of the chain of the narration.
Yeah.
This narration should be rejected. Why? Because the chain of the narration is not complete. Technically, they call it a mursal narration, which means that some people in the chain are missing. They are not mentioned. The point is that the narrator of this narration is a person called Abu Ishaq Amr ibn Abdullah. He was born in 33 after Hijrah, and he passed away in 129 after Hijrah. So when he is born in the year 33 after Hijrah, and we know that Imam Ali salam was martyred in the 40th year after Hijrah. So how old was he when Imam Ali salam was martyred? Only 7 years old.
Oh.
So how is it possible for a 7 years old boy to narrate such narration from Imam Ali alayhi salam, and then all the people resort to it and claim that this is an authentic narration, and that is why Imam Mahdi alayhi salam from the offspring of Imam Hassan alayhi salam. So it's not possible. So when it comes to the chain of the narration, first of all, the first person in the chain, I mean the one who is narrating this narration from Imam alayhi salam, he cannot narrate it directly.
Yeah.
The only claim is that he has heard this narration from another person, and that person has heard the narration from Imam alayhi salam. So the point is that who was that person?
As we have been analyzing the chain of narrations, you have been trying to tell us that in order for a narration to be authentic, in order for a narration to be authentic, there need to be names of all those who narrated.
Exactly.
And in these narrations that our Sunni brothers have mentioned, the names are missing.
Yeah, two names are missing. The first name is that...
So the chain is incomplete,
It's incomplete.
Dr. Karimi, I'll be talking to you here. We need to take a short break. The listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio. The listeners, welcome back. We are analyzing the chain of narrations that Sunni scholars say that Imam Mahdi ajallahu ta'ala faraja belongs to the lineage of Imam Hassan Mujtaba alayhi salam, while as Shia scholars say that Imam Mahdi ajallahu ta'ala faraja belongs to the lineage of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Now we have been analyzing the narrations of Sunni scholars, and Dr. Karimi is with us.
Sure. So we are talking about, first of all, the chain of this narration. We said that the chain is not complete. Two people are missing in the chain. One is the man from whom Amr ibn Abdullah has quoted the narration, because, as I mentioned, he was only 7 years old when Imam Ali alayhi salam was martyred, so he cannot narrate the narration from Imam. And this is not only our claim. Interestingly, some of the Sunni scholars, they have mentioned the same. For example, Munderi says that this narration is munqata, meaning that some people in the chain are missing. Why? Because Abu Ishaq Subay'i, the narrator, he saw Imam Hajar al-Salam only once. And we know that he was only a little boy at that time. So he cannot narrate this narration from Imam Ali alayhi salam. So this is the first problem in the chain. The second problem is that Abu Dawud Sajistani says that حُدِّثْتُ عَنْ هَارُونَ بْنِ الْمُغَيْرَةِ. Now the point is that the word حُدِّثْتُ means that a person has quoted this narration to me from Harun ibn al-Mughayra, not that I'm quoting that from Harun ibn al-Mughayra. So again, there is a missing narrator in this part between Abu Dawud and Harun ibn al-Mughayra. And technically speaking, we know that each narrator belongs to a class or tabaka of the narrations.
Yeah.
Abu Dawud belongs to the 11th class of the narrators among Sunni narrators of hadith. This Harun belongs to the 9th class. And again, there is a missing person here. So we do not know who is between Abu Dawud and Harun ibn al-Mughayra. Again, this is not only our claim. Like Ibn Khaldun, the famous Sunni scholar, he has mentioned that although there are some narrations in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim from Abu Ishaq, but his narration from Imam Ali alayhi salam is mursal. The chain is not complete. Also, the narration of Abu Dawud from Harun ibn al-Mughayra. Albani, one of the famous Wahhabi scholars in our time, he also believes that this narration is weak because of the same problem. So this is the first point regarding this narration. This narration should be rejected because of the fact that it's not an authentic narration in terms of the chain of the narration.
All right, so we have Rijals who analyze the narrations, who see who has quoted from whom, and they analyze the class of the narrators. And here we saw 9th class was there, 11th class was there, and someone was missing in between, and there were two people also missing in the narrations. And even some many scholars like Ibn Khaldun and Albani rejected the narrations on the same basis, analyzing the missing chain. So reaching a point that they cannot be considered as authentic narrations. So thank you so much, Dr. Karimi, for being with us, for clearing the doubt that even if that's mentioned in some of the Sunni sources that Imam Mahdi ajallahu ta'ala faraja belongs to the lineage of Imam Hassan Mujtaba alayhi salam, is not true, because the narrations saying that are incomplete, have an incomplete chain of narrations.
So sorry to interrupt you, but it's only about the in terms of the chain. When it comes to the content, inshallah, we need to analyze this narration in terms of the content in the following session too, inshallah.
Inshallah, we'll be analyzing the content. For now, we have been analyzing the chain of narrations, which we found was not complete. So until next session, I bid you farewell from my end and from Dr. Karimi's, and take good care of yourself. With that, this is Zainab with the whole team saying goodbye.